On Thursdays, we read from your emails.
And we'll start with a response to our segment on what's known as the underground economy, income that isn't reported to the government. It ranges from babysitting to migrant labor to sports betting.
Taxes absolutely do not come into consideration whatsoever when we talk about these pools. We know this is illegal, but it's illegal like jaywalking is illegal. It's illegal like going 60 on a 55-mile-an-hour zone is illegal.
That's Gary Gibbs of suburban Maryland talking about his office betting pool, which usually nets him about $250. Estimates put the U.S. underground economy at $1 trillion, and that bothers Beth Stubbings of Duluth, Georgia.
It's official, right, Stubbings. I am the last honest person left in America. It's not as though I was surprised to hear that people are working off the books in this country, but the frank admiration expressed for these flexible entrepreneurs made me gag. I could justify all kinds of lies on my taxes in the name of helping buy my child a better education or better food, but in the end, that is fraud.
On to another matter of law, whether White House aides ought to testify under oath about the firings of 8 U.S. attorneys. Robert's interview with President Bush's counselor, Dan Bartlett, on that subject prompted many of you to write, and this letter from Alan Gregory of Cunningham, Pennsylvania, is representative.
Dan Bartlett was being disingenuous, and you let him off the hook, writes Gregory. The president has intimated that he and his staff have nothing to hide. Why, then, is he afraid to have staff members actually testify before members of Congress?
Finally, we had a flurry of emails about snow donuts. Robert saw a photo of what looked like a giant snow-covered Cheerio that apparently formed naturally, so he talked with Mike Stanford of the Washington State Department of Transportation, who saw the snow donuts in the North Cascades.
Well, apparently some of you have seen similar natural formations, but there is little consensus on how to describe them. Natalia Livingston of Spearfish, South Dakota writes, I've lived in the Black Hills for 11 years and had never seen anything like it until last month. As I was driving, I saw about 10 small snow pinwheels coming down a very steep hill next to the road. I had no idea what to call them, so I decided on snow squiggles. I asked several people if they knew what they were, but no one had ever seen them. Now I have been vindicated. Thanks for explaining this phenomenon.
Another snow squiggle sighting from Mary Lamoy of Boise. She writes, growing up in the Quebec border of Vermont, we saw them regularly on the steep hill of our front yard. We always laughed because they looked so funny and usually occurred in groups. It wasn't uncommon to see a dozen at a time, but I've never heard the term snow donut until now. They were called snow rollers when we grew up.
Well, if you want to describe some natural phenomena, you know the drill. Write by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the top of the page.